having the bunnies as service animals has been both a blessing and a curse for Casper. Sunkey's online following is a testament to the passion that bunny owners have for their pets. But out in public, people's attention is more unpredictable and difficult to control. While having his bunnies with him is a huge comfort for Casper, people's reactions to seeing a bunny in a stroller are often, well, how you would think. It's pretty much cuteness overload.
Yeah, Sunkey, people have met him and really wanted to pet him. Unfortunately, being a service animal, there's only certain people that are allowed that privilege. So far, there's only a few stores that I can go into without having a huge fight with the employees over it. Most of the time, the attention I can deal with, but if I've had a really tough day and I'm not feeling very chatty, or I've just come from something that was very stressful, I don't want to talk to anybody. And people, when they see me and see the bunny, they want to be chatty. I don't care that people want to talk about the bunny. I don't care that you have a bunny at home. When you see me, leave me alone. Let me lead my life.
That's what you'd like people to know.
If you see me, great. So you've seen me. But unless I start a conversation, leave me alone. I'm like any other person on the street. The other thing is, people are not supposed to pet service animals at all. And that's one of the things that really gets on my nerves, is people wanting to pet the service bunnies. And I've had violent encounters with people over it. And I understand a couple of them, but others, especially the adults, should know better. Unfortunately, most adults don't bother with the sign. And there's a big, huge sign on the stroller that says, "Do not pet." And people often ignore that and just go to pet the bunny. So if you see me out on the street, don't. That's the bottom line. Don't pet. Just be happy that you've seen me and feel good about it.